Sri Lanka's tea board last week authorized the most expensive promotion in the history of Ceylon tea. Financed by a tax on tea exports, the global promotion targets 12 markets in Asia, Europe, and North America. The campaign is financed by a promotions and marketing tax first imposed in 2010. Combined, these taxes are the highest levied by a major tea-producing country. Collection was suspended in June 2020 at the request of the Tea Exporters Association after members complained the added expense reduced competitiveness. Sri Lanka's Minister of Plantation Industry said the $23 million investment is necessary to sustain and grow Ceylon's tea market share. Quote, "We need to be more aggressive in our approach in attracting new customer segments," he said, adding, "The campaign will reignite interest in the Ceylon tea brand and strengthen its premium position in the global market," end quote. Biz Insight. Dentsu Grant in Colombo will oversee media planning, scheduling, and buying. The Grant Group, founded in 1958, was Sri Lanka's first internationally recognized advertising agency. Founder Reggie Kandapa is considered the founding father of the island nation's creative agencies. The company was acquired in 2017 and is now part of the Dentsu Aegis Group, a consultancy with 355 offices in 143 countries that employs 58,000 workers. EGCG, which is epigallocatechingolate, the major antioxidant in green tea, was found by researchers to increase levels of P53, an important DNA-repairing protein and tumor suppressor. Cancer specialists refer to P53 as the guardian of the genome in cells under attack. EGCG acts to stabilize the cancer fighter like a superhero sidekick. Quote, "The direct interaction between the two points to a new path for developing anti-cancer drugs," end quote, writes Professor Chunyu Wang, a PhD and doctor at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. His team's findings were published last week in the journal Nature Communications. Biz Insight. Green tea compounds are known to inhibit the growth and even kill tumor cells that cause breast, lung, bladder, prostate, and colon cancers. This has been demonstrated in laboratory, animal studies, and a 10-year clinical trial when tea is consumed in quantities of at least 3 cups per day and up to 10 cups per day. A cup of tea contains 200 to 300 milligrams of EGCG, roughly 50 to 80% of the catechins present in green tea. Previously bifurcated Unilever has now completed its consolidation as a single stock headquartered in London. Bloomberg News reports that separating the weaker performing division it intends to sell is underway. CEO Alan Jope said it is highly likely these will be structured as IPOs. Lipton, PG Tips, Tazo, Puka Herbs, and smaller tea brands are likely to be split off as a separate company. In the process, a hedge fund or private equity firm may acquire these brands, collectively valued at $3 billion. The disassembly is designed to discover the true value of these properties, the sale of which will be the most lucrative in tea history. Business Insight. The consolidation into a single business entity, which cost Unilever $1.2 billion, improved the company's ability to participate in mergers and acquisitions in a category that rewards global scale. Hospitality venture Taj announced it will open in December a new tourist resort near Makabari Tea Estate in Darjeeling. The Taj Chia Kutir is a 22-acre luxury property in Kurseong, one of 5 upcoming projects by the Ambuja Neotia Group. A similar property will open in Sikkim in 2022. The chief minister of West Bengal announced this week loans of up to 100 million rupees, about 1.4 million U.S. dollars, to stimulate the tourism sector, which has declined precipitously due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The state will pay half the interest on the loan during the first year of operation. Quote, "This will largely benefit the homestays and guest houses. The government's thrust is on development of rural tourism and smaller places," says Siddish Padar, president of the Hotel and Restaurant Association of Eastern India. He told the Economic Times, quote, "We are very happy that the state government has looked up to tourism," end quote. Biz Insight. Leisure destinations are recovering more quickly than business conference locations in cities like Kolkata. According to V.S. Dividi, director of Vistar Properties, many Taj units at leisure destinations have already gained over 70% of their 2019 business back. Interest level for Taj Chia Kurta is high, he said. And now for a word from our sponsor.